You're a man. Stop being so damn sensitive. I saw a comment from someone who was so upset of some of the language that I use in my videos, and that one day he was called a pussy by someone else who watches my videos. And he said something like, you know, we should be nicer to each other. We should support and praise each other. And that just showed a complete lack of understanding in the difference between masculinity and femininity. So let me give you a lesson on masculine and feminine energy. And when I say this, you're probably going to feel kind of insecure, because you're going to realize you're actually way more feminine than you thought. The feminine, which should be in women, thrives on praise and compliments. Feminine people, mostly women, do not thrive on this kind of drill sergeant masculine energy of challenge and insults. In fact, they crumble underneath that. If you want your girl to go to the gym, you don't call her a fat bitch. You say, oh, you look so sexy. I love how much you take care of your body. Even if your girl doesn't go to the gym, the way you convince her to go to the gym is by praising the quality in her that you want, even if she does not do it, which sounds illogical. But logic is for the masculine. If you're trying to support a feminine person, you do so through love and kindness, nurturing and compliments. For masculine people, it is not the same at all. So if you want to become more masculine, listen to this. This is what the masculine thrives on. Criticism, challenge, competition. The masculine energy inside of us needs more of that drill sergeant mentor. You know, like in the army, they've got the drill sergeants who will swear at you and tell you like you're a worthless piece of shit and you better stand up straighter and run the 5 miles or whatever. That's how you bring out the masculine energy in a young man, and that's how you get him to succeed. With young guys, you're supposed to swear at them. You're supposed to trigger the dark masculine emotions like anger and aggression and even some violence. You're supposed to say to the young man, if you don't work harder, another man will, and he'll take the woman that you want. Saying that to a girl is going to turn on the masculine part of her. And if that's what she wants, okay, sure. But if you want to turn on the masculine part of a man, you've got to trigger the dark primal emotions inside of him. You've got to tell him other guys are doing this work, and if he's not, he's going to miss out. You have to tell him that he's bringing shame to his family. You have to piss him off. You have to trigger his emotions. This is how the masculine inside of us thrives. But so many young guys don't know this these days, because they don't even realize that there's a difference between the masculine and the feminine. So many young guys don't follow a crucial principle of masculinity, which is to enjoy your friends' criticism. Your friends, if they are boys and they are at least a little bit masculine, they will criticize you. They will basically call you out when they can see you acting like a bitch. And all kinds of guys do this, but this is just the problem of being friends with retards. Like, you know, before you got into self-improvement, before I got you onto this path, every guy you knew was just a loser. Like, every friend you had was a loser. They would criticize you when you weren't more like them, if you weren't as good on the game as them, if you try to stop playing the game as much and you try to get onto self-improvement, because men will criticize you based on their own values. This is the importance of meeting guys who are on self-improvement, because then they will criticize and challenge you if you're not living up to the best standards possible on your self-improvement journey. So these guys here, they will criticize you and make fun of you when you're playing video games and you're eating shit food, which is what you want. Now you're probably thinking, wait, but I don't want any criticism. Like, that's not a good thing. I've heard it's like really bad. Yeah, because you've been raised like a fucking woman all this time. If you're a man watching this, you should be nodding your head thinking, yeah, like if someone called me like a fat motherfucker, I probably would be more likely to lose weight compared to if they said, no, you're beautiful. Right? You're probably like, if you're a fucking man with two testicles, you're probably nodding your head thinking, yeah, that's exactly like why Hamza's videos have worked for me all this time, is because he's the one fucking guy who shouts at me like I'm a fucking male, instead of everyone else who's told you, no, it's fine, just be nice, love yourself. How good was that advice for you all this time? Like, women can thrive on that. The feminine energy inside of a woman is, they like that message. But how well has that served you your entire life when you've heard that fucking advice? Like, you know, just accept yourself. How well has that served you? Because if you try and accept yourself, the truth is other people aren't going to accept you. Other people won't accept you as their leader. Other women won't accept you as their man. The powerful men won't accept you as their friend. For men, this idea of accepting yourself and don't worry, you're beautiful anyway, like, it's complete fucking bullshit and it's a fucking lie. You should not accept the fucking loser, degenerate, addict version of yourself, because we know what life was like when we were like that. That's why, like, as men, we have to get criticized by the men who like us. You just got to make sure it's the right people and they're criticizing you in the right areas. So when I was first getting onto this path and I was in high school and college, I started going to the gym. And my friends, of course, like, your friends will always criticize you, but they'll criticize you based on their values. So my friends criticized me for going to the gym, for posting shirtless pictures, for, like, acknowledging my progress. That made them insecure. You know, they would see me kind of, like, you know, looking at myself in the mirror or, like, you know, flexing or something. And that would trigger their emotions because it made them insecure. So they tried to criticize me to stop going to the gym and basically to play more video games and to be more of a fucking loser. It was only when I made better friends, guys who were getting onto self-improvement, that then they would criticize me for not going to the gym. They would criticize me for not eating clean. They would criticize me for playing video games. That criticism is so fucking powerful. It's like one of the most powerful forces in the world. When you're living in your quiet, like, single mother, kind of like coddled kind of energy, you know, your mom's telling you, yeah, it's okay. No, you don't have to go train so much. Don't eat more than 2 eggs a day. Don't lift those heavy weights. You're fine. You don't have to. And then one of your friends, like, calls you, like, a weak looking guy, or another guy walks past you and bumps into you one day. And you're like, holy shit, I just got fucking manhandled by that big motherfucker. That's the moment where like some fire burns inside of a young man and he realizes, like, oh, like, some of that dark energy is actually valuable. So why all this time do you feel so sensitive when someone says these things to you? For example, I call you a pussy in every video that I make. Sometimes I bet you get sensitive and you're like, yeah, you know what? Hamza's a bit of a meanie. He's a bit mean. Yeah, of course I am, because I'm not here on your fucking side. I understand the difference between masculinity and femininity, and most guys don't. Most guys want to be treated like fucking girls. And it brings us to a really interesting question. Why are men so sensitive these days? And I think you probably could think of the answer. Because of the gynocentric world that we live in. The world has been way more focused on women in the last 100 years than men. Men have been like this kind of pushed to the side kind of weird age group. Yep, you're all rapists and weirdos and go, go, go. No one cares about you. Women, oh, women, oh, yes. Women, let's add them in to this workplace. Let's put them on all the posters of random fucking universities or some shit like that. Let's push them to go to uni. Men, get fucked. Go kill yourself, doesn't matter. Did you know that 1 out of 4 suicides are women? Whoa, women, women, women. That's what the world has been like for the last 100 years. And so we've went through this weird conditioning where we've been told, yeah, 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 like, men, you're the same as women, don't worry. Yeah, yeah, girls are the same as you. Yeah, yeah, don't worry. We've been pushed this hard narrative that men and women are the same, that we are equals, that we can be raised together. But that's actually a modern construct, which was an experiment, and it fucking failed. Like, the amount of guys in our generation who are complete and utter fucking pussies and depressed has proven to us this, like, sort of equality thing was a fucking lie. Men and women are not the same. Before this, like, just 100, 200, 300 years ago, for all of humanity, there was a very clear separation between males and females. It's like, it's such a stereotype to think about some ancient tribes like the Spartans or some shit, where once the boy turns like 9 years old, he's taken away from the women and the little girls, and he's brought into the sort of the man's side of the camp. Usually there, he's getting fucking butt raped by the guy, so of course I'm not preaching for that. But the idea is, like, a boy should be taken away from the girls and the women and raised with the men. He should have a completely different upbringing than the women. You should be nodding your head thinking, yeah, that actually sounds right. Like, think about it. When you have a daughter and a son, would you really raise them in the right way? If you're a fucking maniac, you'd be like, yep, we're all equals. But if you're not a fucking retard, you'd be thinking, like, no, of course not. Of course not. I'd raise my son in such a different way than my daughter. You would raise them basically separately. They would learn different things, different skills. Of course, you'd still want to teach some universal skills to both of them. You'd still want to, you know, love each one equally. But the kind of upbringing should be very different, and it should raise different parts of their character if you wanted to raise a strong man and a feminine woman. The boy is meant to be taken from the home so that he has a separate place of learning. He can go through a very hard rite of passage so that he can become a man. Because you wouldn't want a man who's been raised like a little girl, right? But this is what we have. When you look around in society today, most men, you can literally tell that they've been raised like girls, of just how feminine and bitchy their emotions are. just how like fucking weak their little emotions are. And this is weird because you could meet these guys and they even look like Chads. Like, if you notice, sometimes you can meet a guy who looks like a Chad. Maybe he's even been going to the gym. Maybe he's a little bit popular. But he's still like a feminine little bitch. Like, this reminds me of a friend I had in the past. And he snaked me out one day. He was gossiping about me to our friend group. And to the girl that I was seeing, he was like talking behind my back to her. Which was just so strange to, like, because I thought he was a bit of a masculine guy. He was jacked like me, right? And one day when I called him out on this, I was expecting his you know, response to be like, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, we just got into a conversation. It just kind of slipped out. I was talking about you. You're right. His response was, no, but it's your fault because you introduced me to her in the first place. Like, I created this friendship group, and he said it was my fault that he was gossiping behind my back to this girl that I was seeing because I created this group originally. I was like, what? And I literally said, like, that's such a feminine response. I said something like that, and he went, oh, well, all right then. Walked off. I never saw him again. Never fucking spoke to him ever again. I was like, I lost all respect. And I couldn't believe it. I was like sat there afterwards trying to like contemplate life. I was like, man, I was friends with a feminine little bitch all this time and I didn't even see it. The dude was fucking vegan and I didn't even fucking pick up on this shit. You know, just because like you can meet guys who are doing well in life. You know, they go to the gym and they're social and they're happy. They're attractive guys. But they've got this weird feminine energy inside. I bet you can think of a few people, you know what I mean, where it's like, you know, if you see a complete and utter fucking loser, okay, it's obvious. But the weird thing that I'm saying here is like, you'll meet some people who are actually quite established, but they've still got this weird feminine energy. You've got to watch out for those people because they've went through the same, that feminine upbringing that we did. The only difference is now we are the evil, dark, misogynist, hateful people who are saying that men shouldn't be like fucking girls. Yeah, of course not. Whoa, oh, sexist, oh, scary, misogynist, yeah. Most guys just accept that message. Most guys just believe, yep, men and women are the same. We should be behaving in the same ways. We are the weird guys who are saying, no, that actually sounds fucking retarded. It sounds completely fucking stupid. I don't want to act like a fucking girl. So I want to walk you through a few step-by-step things you can implement to be less sensitive. The first thing is to have something bigger to care about. When you have no real purpose, no masculine mission to obsess over, you will find yourself being sensitive at the smallest things, like at the random comments that people make. And you can probably relate to that. You know, you were butthurt of some comment that your friend or your family said to you, like recently, right? You were butthurt about it. You were overthinking about it. You were angry about it. You were like literally angry like a little girl. Why? Because you don't have fucking employees. Like, just think about that. That day that you, the last time you were angry about, you know, someone said something little to you, you were so hurt because you didn't have anything else. Imagine if you had 10 employees who were messaging you that day, asking you, okay, we need this, we need this, we need this. Imagine you were the boss of a company. You wouldn't have the mental space to give a shit about someone who was slightly rude to you, right? How about if you had like a fitness competition? Imagine you had like a martial arts fight. Tonight, imagine at 8 p.m. today, you're going to go to the arena. You're going to step in the fucking ring to fight another man. There's a risk of fucking dying. You've been doing a weight cut. You're fucking dehydrated because you're not allowed to drink water right now. Imagine that. If someone walked past you and looked at you weird, you wouldn't even remember it, right? Like maybe it would have been a little bit of a, oh yeah, I'll, you know, fucking shadow boxing kind of thing. Yeah, I'll beat that guy up, whatever. But you wouldn't have been sensitive coming home, journaling about it like a fucking faggot. Oh yeah, you know, he looked at me weird. You wouldn't have been like sensitive as fuck about it, right? Because you had something else. So the lesson is like, if you've got something which is huge and it's important and it's masculine and it's some kind of mission or goal or achievement or challenge, you will be less sensitive because you'll just have less to think about. I'm telling you right now, the reason why you're so sensitive is because right now you don't have anything which is like a real genuine challenge, like a genuine goal in your mind, like that you spend most of your time in school or work that you don't really give a shit about. So of course, you have like this vacant, like this vacuum, this empty kind of space in your mind, where of course your mind is just gonna keep thinking about shit. Like you've gotta understand how the human brain works. We just think about stuff 24 fucking 7, bro. I've done hundreds of hours of meditation, perhaps even about 1,000 hours of meditation right now, which is more than like basically zero, like 99.9999% of humans who have ever existed, right? I'm telling you right now, I've done tons of meditation. I'm the guy who's gotten millions of guys to meditate. And even now, when I don't give my brain something to really think about, I will just think about complete and utter fucking bullshit. Like, I notice this when I'm getting massages or when I'm getting my hair cut, and I don't, you know, meditate on a certain question or business idea or whatever. My brain will just flip around from stupid idea to this thing and this thing and this thing because it's empty time. Imagine if you were getting your hair cut, because that's a good example. Imagine you're getting your hair cut, but you were currently texting. Like, you know, you can use your phone whilst you get a haircut. You're currently texting your friend who's contemplating suicide, or you're on the call with him. You're not going to be sensitive about what someone said to you yesterday, are you? Because you have a fucking mission in front of you. Do you see what I mean? Like, you need to have important shit in your life happening 24 fucking 7. This is why I really like when Andrew Tate went viral and he was talking about his lifestyle, where he was like, yeah, he's just working around the clock. He's on his phone working. He's thinking about this. I really liked that message that he was sending to men, which is like, you should be active 24 fucking 7. You should have like the work, the mission, whatever it is in your mind. So you probably agree with this, and you could probably imagine it'd be nice to have that level of like kind of important activity. But then you're just wondering like, yeah, but what the fuck is it? Like, yeah, I kind of like going to the gym, but I don't really need to think about that 24/7. So it's your fucking work, dumbass. It's your work. What's your work? How can you obsess over that? Because the guy in your industry who obsesses over his work more will do better. So what is your work? For most guys, they'd be like, oh, well, I don't know. I just go to school and try and get good grades. Yeah, like, no wonder your life's fucking shit. For men, like, one of the most important thing in our lives is our work. It's literally what our craft, what we do. For women, it's their relationships, it's their love life. For men, the most important thing in our life is fucking work. If you don't have work that feels purposeful and meaningful for you, of course you don't feel like a masculine man who's on a mission. So you need to figure that out. What is the work? What is the career, the business that you're getting into? I will literally, like, I was getting my haircut yesterday and I was writing this fucking script along with many others whilst getting my haircut. Like, I was literally getting my hair cut whilst working on my business. Can you imagine how nice my life feels where, like, 24/7 I'm doing something of, like, high leverage? Like, that's fucking awesome. Like, this dead empty time where, you know, you just kind of play video games or you just sit around doing fucking nothing, scrolling on your phone. That's when degeneracy seeps in. That's when, like, those sensitive little thoughts seep in and we get upset at that, what that one guy said, and that someone replied to our comment with something mean or some shit. When you've got important shit to do 24/7 because you've got work that you really enjoy, you'll just think about that shit less. So the action step is, if you haven't got very clear, like, in a craft, a work, in an industry that you care about, your priority in life, your full-time job is to go find that. And not just to do it, but to become a top performer inside of it. So whether it's starting a business like me, or it's, I don't know, getting into your dream career, or getting clients for this other business, or enlisting into the military and training hard as fuck for it. You need to have work that you are extremely disciplined in. You need to be the opposite of what's called the anti-work community. Anti-work is kind of like this, like, kind of like trend space on the internet where people talk about, like, yeah, you know, like, work is so hard and jobs are so hard and we shouldn't have to work. They're fucking losers. Go search it on Google if you want to go see anti-work. And there's, like, a subreddit on Reddit. So you can search, like, reddit.com/r/anti-work, or just Google Reddit anti-work and go read some of the posts from these fucking pussies where they're like, yeah, you know, well, yeah, jobs are so hard and work is so hard. No one can get rich. It's just so horrible. You want to be the opposite of that, where you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, my work is so fucking good. My cameraman walked in like 20, 30 minutes ago and we're hyping up. We, like, dapped each other up. Okay, let's do this. Okay, this. Oh, bro, I just calculated we're making 80K a month. By the end of this month, we'll be on 100K. By the end of this year, we'll be on 500K. You know, we're like talking ambitious as fuck about goals, like how fucking, like, masculine young men are supposed to talk about. Could I be in that energy and then say, oh, you know, bro, there was a guy who commented on my video yesterday and he said he disagrees with me. Oh, bro, you know, there was a girl 3 weeks ago. She's an 11 out of 10, bro. She's an 11 out of 10. And then she stopped replying to my messages. You think I fucking, like, actually think that shit? I had to, like, I was really fucking playing that character. My eyes started tearing up and everything, bro. Oh, you know, like, I'm playing you as, like, a fucking pussy. Oh, you know, bro, yeah, she said she just wants to be friends, but she's with Hamza right now, bro. Yeah, they're just playing cards, I swear, bro. Yeah, yeah. Like, fuck you. Honestly, stop being a fucking pussy. You are so sensitive about what people say to you, about someone calling you a pussy or a fat ass or anything, about your dad looking disappointed in you when he tells you to go fucking be productive instead of playing fucking video games and gooning in your fucking bed. You're sensitive because one of the reasons is because you don't have something more important to give a shit about. Get more into your work. Obsess over your work. Find the vehicle that you can obsess over. If you want to do business, but I don't know if you've seen this, but I have a whole second channel on YouTube where I just teach business stuff. So you can go onto YouTube and search Hamza Advanced and go watch that channel. Here's an interesting tip I'm going to give you how to stop being so sensitive. Dish out that criticism to others. Now, I don't mean don't be like a fucking asshole and never, ever be randomly disrespectful or insulting. So, you know, on these videos, I swear at you and everything. But if you met me in real life, you'd be thinking like, oh, he's actually like, he's not really like that. Like, I'll get into conversations in real life where I'm swearing and I'm saying the same things. Oh, you know, fat motherfuckers and this and this. But I can tell you the truth. I have not once had like an argument with someone, like, you know, where I've been swearing at them or something for like as long as I can fucking remember in public. So when I say this to you, this is like kind of like a mutual agreement. You click on Hamza's videos because you want that fucking masculine slap in the face, right? But I don't actually say this to like other people, like kind of in real life, unless I can tell they kind of like this vibe, right? So if it's one of my followers, he comes up and he's like, oh, Hamza, you know, oh yeah, I ate some shit food. Or, you know, his friend says, yeah, he ate some shit food. Then I'll be like roasting him. Yeah, what, you're fat motherfucker, you know, because it's to be expected in that kind of relationship. But what I'm saying is, you need to find the type of guys that you can speak to, kind of like I'm speaking to, who would kind of enjoy it and thrive on it. Because when you start dishing out this shit to others, you will then feel like, oh shit, like I've got to make sure I'm locked in, right? So imagine me, right? I started this YouTube channel 5 years ago. I get on self-improvement, I meditate and journaling, eating clean, going to the gym, whatever. Then I start making these videos saying you're a fucking pussy if you don't meditate, journal, eat clean, whatever. Can you imagine that because I started making these videos and dishing this criticism out to others, that somehow it kind of gave me this kind of strength inside to make sure that I was doing the right thing. It stopped me from being so sensitive to other men's criticism because I was giving it to other people. So when other people would criticize me, like older people, or like, you know, my brother or my dad would give me some of that masculine criticism, what once used to make me feel sensitive and insecure now actually felt like a happy challenge. Like an explanation, like a story I can tell you is in 2024, about 1 year ago, I was at home for a period of time. Like, I was already like rich and everything, but I was living at home and I was just kind of like, you know, like kind of complacent a little bit. I was making good money, $150,000, $200,000 a month, but I was just kind of like not really giving a shit about much, right? And my brother, once he gave me this masculine criticism where he basically said like, okay, I didn't have a driving license. And he was like, why are you being lazy? Go get one. And that was just enough for me to tell my sister to book me in for the theory test for, like, I think it was the next day or like 2 days later. And she's like, no, what? Like, it's going to take you months to study for it. No, wait. And I said, no, book it. I'll fucking pass. So I start studying like 2 hours, 3 hours straight there. I do the practice papers that I downloaded the app and did like the exam or whatever. Practiced that like 10, 20, 30 times till eventually I passed it every single time on my phone. Went in and got almost full marks on the test. Then I start driving with an instructor, with my dad. And within like 2 weeks, I took the test and I passed. I had literally procrastinated getting my driving license for years, which I know sounds weird because I was like 26 or 27, but I was already rich. So I had like drivers and Ubers and all sorts. So I didn't really need it, but I procrastinated it for a while. You know, it'd be nice to have, but I just didn't really need it, right? But I procrastinated it, and just from a bit of masculine criticism from my brother, I did it in 2 weeks. The reason why I think I listened to that criticism from my brother instead of being sensitive about it was because I was kind of like the guy who was, you know, talking like this to others. I can't, like, imagine for you, if you started being me, like, you know, my role, which is drill sergeant, shouting at people and telling them, come on, lock in and go to the gym, whatever. If you started doing that for your friends and some other guy you met, imagine the jacked guy in the gym, imagine you meet like a big jacked guy in the gym and he sees you hitting the weight one day and he shouts at you, push, no, like, why did you give up? Why are you being a pussy? You you wouldn't get as insulted or sensitive on that moment if you've just had that conversation with a friend yesterday telling him why you're being such a pussy. Do you get what I mean? Like, we are sensitive because we don't take this role ourselves. But if you become the guy who's like this drill sergeant for others, you will actually be less sensitive when someone else does it to you. So dish this criticism out. And then just the problem is, look, you're thinking of like your friends in real life. Okay, I'll try it on them. But you've probably tried with them before. And the problem is, you try and like do this self-improvement, masculine criticism to most guys, they're going to get sensitive and they're not even going to fucking start self-improvement. Most guys watching this, I know how you feel. You really want to save the fucking retards that you know. They're not going to get on self-improvement and you know it. You've probably tried it before. So what I would say is find guys who are already on self-improvement, who are already receptive to this kind of energy, like this masculine criticism, and give it to them instead. Your question will be, okay, well, how do I find guys who are on self-improvement? And the basic answer that everyone would give you is like, yeah, like go to the gym. But as you know right now, bro, most people in the gym, they're still not on self-improvement. They go to the gym, sure, but then they eat shit food and they vape and they jack off and they go take fucking coke on the weekends and everything. It's like most people in the gym are not locked in as much as it seems. They've just hopped on the fucking trend from the last years and it's like, oh yeah, it can increase your fucking attractiveness and that's as shallow as most people are. That's all they care about. Okay, let's go. You need to meet people who are actually fucking serious on self-improvement, which is why I made fucking Library of Adonis. And on this program that I've made, which is the cheapest program I've ever made in my life, not only do you get like these advanced courses where I walk through like 10 years of my dating experience on like step-by-step how to like do this and this and this, how to build a physique and all those things, but also there's a map feature on this where you can literally see where the members are and you can find people who live in your city or who live in the place that you're about to go take a holiday to or whatever, and you can make friends here. There's like a community forum page. Let me show you the map quickly. Here are guys, hundreds of guys who are on self-improvement. If you live in like UK right now in London, we can zoom into London and see all these guys. There's like 20, 30 guys on the screen. We can see all these guys and you can message them and say, oh, hey, let's go do like a gym workout in London or something. And you then have the opportunity to like meet these guys in real life and actually be the masculine criticism for them. But then we also have this, the community. Let me show you this. The community section where there's guys who are like talking about their self-improvement journey, and you can be the guy who responds and actually helps them to be more serious on self-improvement. So all that to say, basically, you need a place where you can do the role that I'm doing for you, which is like the sort of drill sergeant, slap in the face. You know, you can encourage people, you know, with a bit of fucking masculine, like kind of aggressiveness, and tell them, like, stop being a fucking pussy. You're a fat motherfucker. Go to the gym, whatever. And that will actually be your benefit as well. That's what I want for you. Because if you can take this step and you can be less sensitive towards other men's criticism to you, what will happen is you'll get these periods through the year where someone, like a guy, will say something to you which sounds a bit mean, but it will cause you such amazing levels of growth. If you don't unlock this kind of ability to absorb that masculine criticism and you just feel like a feminine little bitch like your parents and your teacher conditioned you to be, that criticism will come and it'll just make you feel bad and you won't grow. I can tell you so many periods of my life which were like this, and the moment a guy criticized me, it went straight up. I burst into action. It was like, you know, you always have that capability to work really hard, but sometimes it just doesn't turn on for some reason. And you have like, imagine this. I bet you can probably relate to this. Can you remember the last time like a guy like threatened you? Like you felt genuinely physically threatened by another guy. Maybe he was staring at you. Maybe he was being a bit violent, whatever. You know, this can happen in like public transport or in city centers or whatever. Usually after that kind of period is when a guy really gets way more serious in the gym or in martial arts. Or if you got bullied by like fucking retards in school, then you're like way more serious in business, in your career. It's that dark energy that really pushes young men to fucking grind harder. And that's what we need. That's why I speak like this in my videos, because I'm hoping that you're not a sensitive little bitch. And when you watch these videos and, you know, you find it kind of funny every time I call you a bitch and pussy, because you're like, yeah, like I understand why he's saying it and you need to hear that. I make these videos because I didn't have shit like this when I was growing up and I wish I did. If I was 14 years old hearing messages like this, like go to the gym, otherwise you're a pussy, lift heavy weights, speak to girls with confidence, this kind of message, bro, it wasn't around when I was in my like early teenage years. And it would have been so helpful for me if only I could have absorbed it. That's what you need to do. You need to absorb this masculine criticism to allow it to cause growth inside of you. When you see other guys who are offended at this kind of stuff, just think to yourself, like, yeah, like, he's one of those, like, feminine little pussies. He's been raised by, like, a single mother. Gyno, you know, the feminine world, the fucking feminine educational system. And he doesn't understand that men are supposed to actually talk to each other like this. Like, just picture how men talk to each other in the military, in, like, the old training camps, in the good old days or whatever. Like, men are supposed to challenge each other. They're supposed to call each other weak to then prove that we're not. You understanding this honestly will set you apart from most other men. You know how in all these videos that, like, guys like me make on YouTube, it's always about, like, finances and like money and your physique and everything. This is one of those vague things that you'll probably never hear again for, like, months and months, maybe even years. Your ability to take masculine criticism. But this is one of those things which is almost like a meta skill that will just help you in all areas of life. So just, this is the last action step I really want you to think of, okay? Stay vigilant as you go through your life and look out for the people who are criticizing you in a weird, loving way. So people who criticize you and they're trying to make you a worse person, fuck them off immediately. So imagine the kid, like, you know, like, kids from high school will laugh at you when you go to the gym. Fuck them off. But then imagine the guys who will criticize you when you're not working hard, being productive, going to sleep on time, eating clean, training hard. These people, like, basically me, we are on your side. You should get as much of these people in your life as possible. I still, to this day, look out for the guys who can call me out on things, who can bring something to my attention where I can level up. It's so important. You look out for those guys. Keep them close to you. We live in a world of yes men and fucking, like, androgynous fucking, like, you know, just like mixed sex men. Like, we live in a world of just tame fucking boys who act like girls. They're not gonna say to your face, like, oh, you're a fat motherfucker. They'll say it behind your fucking back, and not in a loving way to help you, but in, like, this, you know, gossiping little bitch kind of way. Those are cancerous. Like, you know, you get my point, right? These feminine guys are the fucking toxic ones. I sound toxic as fuck, but I'm saying this to your face because I want you to grow. These feminine motherfuckers will talk behind your back because they don't want you to grow. They want to, like, basically lower your position down in the social hierarchy in the eyes of other people, which is literally what women do. So watch out for those motherfuckers and get closer to the guys who are actually trying to help you to grow. Join the program. It's the top link in the description, and you'll literally have a community of guys who are doing this for you, which is fucking awesome. And you can click and watch this video. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it.